At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show with good vibes and variety. Sarah's out, but we are here. We are live, broadcasting live from Studio 9 in downtown San Francisco. So hope you enjoy it. Bob is about to trash us, but right now we've got four tickets for the 4th. Take the word EAT. EAT and text it to our contest line at 20357 for your chance to see four concerts. Text the word to our contest line EAT, EAT to 20357 and you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek Theater, and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater, which is Stanford. Courtesy of Live Nation, this hour's code word is EAT, E-A-T.
That's funny. Is that a Joey Chestnut reference for 4th of July?
Sure.
I guess so. Probably is.
Nom, nom, nom.
It's a nice, easy word to remember.
So Bob's in with the trash. Trash us.
I'm here. We're going to do our daily dose of nostalgia.
Okay.
Talking about our favorite 90s TV shows that have some moments that are hard to watch these days. I'm going to start with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We were talking about Will Smith earlier. I've said all I needed to say about that.
Did you watch that show when it was on?
Fresh Prince?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was when it was on, but I've certainly seen it.
Yeah, repeats.
On Nick at Night.
And yeah. I know he identifies as Philly, so part of your disappointment in him is that you also being from Philly must feel that.
Yes, he definitely has. I'm from the suburbs, so he has way more claim over the city than I do. Even I went on a like a.
At least
one of those...
you own that, by the way. So many people grow up in the suburbs of cities, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm from this city," and it's like, "No, you're not."
No, it's actually like a point of sadness for me. I don't feel like I'm from anywhere where I can be like, "Oh yeah, I'm from this town. It runs through my blood." It's sad.
What? Where? Conshohocken. Where are you from?
I mean, like, it's not even, I'm like, my dad lived in Collegeville. My mom's lived in Norristown. It's like, there's not even like a one town. It's like all these little census designated areas.
I think you can claim Philly.
There's no, okay, thank you. Well, Maddie just said I'm right to not claim
it. You're too cool. You're not enough of an a-hole. Like most folks I've known from Philly and they're great. Like they're my people. But, you know, there is that Philly attitude, and I don't think you have it.
Yeah, after moving to the Midwest, I don't think I'd move back to the East Coast.
Look, one of the things that happens when you leave your area, I'll give you an example. If you're from Dublin, if you're from Burlingame, and you go to, and you're traveling, and you see someone, and you're talking to them, and they say, oh, where are you from? You would go the Bay Area, or you would go San Francisco, Bay Area. Because that's what they know.
Yeah.
And saying Burlingame only means you're going to have to explain that there's a peninsula just south of. So there's nothing wrong with saying Philly when you're actually Norristown or whatever. Unless, of course, you're in Philly and then someone will call you out hard.
For sure. Aggressively.
Right. Urgh. All right. So
anyway,
Fresh Prince.
Will Smith can certainly claim Philly. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air did not age well. Uncle Phil isn't even a top five best TV dad, according to this BuzzFeed article. Will was a teenager dating grown women every other episode, and Phil and Vivian just let it happen. Phil claimed to be pro-black, but voted for Reagan twice. Okay, I didn't know there was politics in this. I'm sorry. was ashamed of his background as a pig farmer and detested lowly working class black people. He blamed Will for everything that went wrong, even if he had nothing to do with it. He was a teenage boy. And they held him to high standards.
I didn't realize the dad was so problematic.
I know. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Now you got to go watch it with 2025 goggles, I guess. One show that I do continue to watch every day I fall asleep to it, is Friends. And there are definitely some moments in Friends that do not hold up well. Fat jokes, gay jokes in not a positive way. Everyone is white on the show. Ross sleeps with one of his students when he's a teacher. Rachel has horrible boundaries. She starts dating. She sexually harasses her assistant at her job, at her big corporate job, and then starts dating him.
Isn't that Nordstrom?
I think it's at Bloomingdale's.
Oh, Bloomingdale's. Yeah. It is Bloomingdale's.
Or,
okay.
I think it might be Ralph Lauren when she actually does that. She switches from Bloomingdale's to Ralph
okay.
Lauren. The nanny also does not hold up well. This person says, I loved that one too back in the day. I used to love watching it as a kid, but watching it as an adult, you notice how much body shaming there is. Every other line was something about being fat, and she was constantly comparing herself to Maggie, which was, I think, the assistant of the main guy. She was so desperate to get married, she nearly slept with her own cousin, and Maxwell yelled at her a lot and blamed her for everything, even if he asked her to do it. Beautiful outfits, though. And then another one is Doogie Howser, MD. Did you watch this one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one wasn't in reruns, so it's not one I'm super familiar with, but obviously, like, I know Neil Patrick Harris as a teen.
And that name, Doogie Howser, is sort of pop culture.
In the zeitgeist.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's finally gotten over being called, like, people would call him Doogie Howser no matter what, and I think he's finally Neil Patrick Harris to everybody.
For sure. But apparently in the first episode, an adult woman is seducing him and makes him, or pretends to seduce him and makes him think that she wants to sleep with him. And in the second episode, there's a woman trying to get him, who wants him to get her pregnant. And he's supposed to be a 16-year-old. So, yikes.
You know, I want to say this, not in defense of anything or anyone, but it is impossible to look back through mm-hmm. today's lens and not find that kind of stuff. It's just the way it was. The 70s are worse, and the 80s were not much better. And then, like, you're talking about 90s now. We've just come a long way, and it's a good thing.
It's a good thing, yeah.
So, but the idea that you would look back specifically to just put a red marker on all the things that are wrong, it's unfortunate, because that was the way it was.
Yeah.
We didn't even see that. Like, I don't think anyone was looking at the nanny going, well, that's problematic.
Right, right, right.
That
Except
was
people who were maybe dealing with those issues.
That was a sitcom. That mm-hmm. was a popular television show that was doing that weekly.
Yeah. And you talk about the 70s and 80s, and my mom has talked to me a lot about, like, old TV and how it was very, like, the perfect family, and they really didn't dive into controversial issues or anything that wasn't squeaky clean. So I almost feel like once that kind of thing started to be acceptable, the pendulum swung, and you're like, oh, let's see what we can take shots at.
All in the Family.
I was just about to say, yeah. Archie Bunker was a character that came along at a time when that was the case, when all TV shows were this perfect family, and the dad came home and his wife handed him his drink. And that was sort of what we were being shown. And then Archie Bunker, do you even know that name, Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a character that I'm not bringing him up to defend his behavior, because he was racist and he had all kinds of problems. But that was the first time on TV they were showing the other side of mm-hmm. things, the guy with a lot of problems.
Yeah. I don't know Neil Patrick Harris from his Doogie Howser days, but in college I was obsessed with How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
I love that show.
It was my show that I fell asleep to every night. And then, like, I got more into Friends, and Friends became my show. And then I switched back to How I Met Your Mother. And it was so hard for me to watch, because everything Barney says is so misogynistic that it made me so upset.
That's,
I know. And now I'm like, okay, it's on Netflix now. So I've been, like, tempted to watch it again, but I just don't want to ruin it for myself.
As you brought up Friends, that's a show that I didn't watch in real time, but then I was with a lady who loved it. And so in dating her, I watched a lot of the reruns and found that to be a really good show. And never once while watching it thought, oh, that's a problem. Now I think I'm more likely to see that, especially because of what I do for a living, which mm-hmm. is I have to be careful and aware of the things we say and what we do. So but still friends at the time, it was the biggest show and it was the water cooler talk every week.
Yeah. My biggest gripe with Friends is when Joey and Chandler like hit on Monica and Rachel and like objectify them and say inappropriate things about wanting to sleep with them. I'm like, that's your friend, bro. Ugh.
But do they do that a lot?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, Joey, I don't know that I even noticed it.
No. Yeah. I know one show that people did talk about this when it was on. It was Seinfeld and the lack of any color. Like they not one main character in the history of that show was a person of color, except for Jackie Chiles, the lawyer. That was about it. And I do remember people bringing that up, but again, you can't put a show that aired back then in today's standards.
Yeah, that's the point, I think.
Yeah.
What else you got? Are there any more on the list?
Seinfeld's on this list too. There's an episode where Jerry gets sexually assaulted. Is it at the dentist or something like that? And he says, what's her name? Irene? Eileen? Frick. She says, so you were violated by two people while you were under the gas. So what? You're single. He says, I'm damaged goods now. She says, join the club.
Oof.
Distasteful.
You know, that show is another one, though, that if you watch it, it was so good. For 30 minutes, it had three different storylines going. Like, in that little bit of time, they had so much good stuff happening. Yeah. It's unfortunate because I can see it. As you say, the only color on that show was that the lawyer,
yes.
Right? The ambulance chaser.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate, but still that show to me was so good.
I don't think that any of this is a reason to not watch these shows. If you love them, I don't think you should stop watching them. It just, you know, it's a good opportunity to reflect and see how much, how far we've come, which is cool.
And it was Elaine, by the way.
Oh my God. That's so Eileen. Embarrassing.
It's okay. Eileen Bennis. No.
Next up, we all know Taylor Swift put out a pretty penny to buy her masters. So she owns all of her new music or all of her own music. Her next purchase was a gigantic friendship bracelet. If you look at the screen, I've got it up for you. It first premiered at New Orleans at the Caesars Superdome. And then it was such a hit that the stadiums passed it to each other. So New Orleans then sent it to Indianapolis. And then from Indianapolis, it went to Toronto. And now it's going above Taylor Swift's mantle. I'm assuming she has a mantle big enough for this thing.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Is she going to put it in her house?
140 feet. I don't know where she's going to put it. On the side of her house in Rhode Island? Like, what do you do with this? Do you put it in storage?
For those of you who don't, if you're not a Swiftie and you don't have kids, they're little like discs. Each disc has a letter on it and they spell things. I believe, didn't what's his name, the current boyfriend, bring her a bracelet with his name and number
on
it?
His phone number on it, yeah.
So this is sort of Taylor's, you know, it's a big part of her. Being a Swiftie, I guess, is the way to...
It's a big part of the Eras tour, for sure.
So this seems like something that if she built a museum that she would put on. As a Swiftie, is that someplace you would go?
I don't know. I don't know if I would... If it was down the street, maybe. Okay. I've lived through this, and I really enjoyed it. I don't know if I need to go to a museum to see all of her things. Maybe in like 50 years.
I was just going to say, you might get nostalgic as you age and find yourself really feeling like, because that is one of the reasons people want to go to Disneyland or one of the, because you feel something, a good warm memory from it that really is, you can't capture it any other way. And so maybe that is why she's collecting these things. She certainly understands her importance to not only her fans, but in the music world.
Yeah. I mean, would there one day be a Taylor Swift exhibit at the Smithsonian?
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, certainly she is huge. And in 20 years, they have Michael Jackson stuff is in museums and, you know, Liza Minnelli and, you know, people, Elizabeth Taylor, people like that. of course Taylor would be in.
Yeah, that's so. I'm so excited to see where we go from here with her story. I really hope she writes a book one day when I'm like 80 years old. I would love to read about the gossip from nowadays that we don't know about. Oh, that would be so freaking fun.
It would be if she was truthful and spilled the tea, as the kids say.
Yeah, I mean, when she's 90 years old, what will she have to lose? She'll probably still be a capitalist queen and want to make that bank. So yeah, she bought this 140-foot friendship bracelet for $13,000.
And you don't, let me ask you this question. Because as I've seen, and I have a friend who used to work at the station, his name's Eddie, and he's a Swiftie. And he is someone who has mentioned to me that he went out, even though he has the digital versions of her music, when she releases new music, he goes and buys the records because he wants her to get the record for the most sales or the most. And I kind of understand as a fan that you, but also you're rebuying music you already have to further enrich someone who's already a billionaire.
Yeah.
Do you see like the cash grab there seems like a little much?
Oh,
and yet
totally
no one really calls her out for it.
Yeah, there's definitely criticism of it, but it comes down to if you don't want it, don't buy it. Like, she's not making you buy it. But like when she did the Midnights album, she released 4 versions of the album, all the exact same tracks on it, but they were all a 25% of a clock. So you had to buy all 4 to create the whole clock so that you could then hang that up.
So I agree with you 100%. No one's twisting anybody's arm. But if you have a kid and you said you plan to after you marry, maybe have a kid, you will find out when that child wants something and they are not everybody's persistent. But some kids are and they will never let up. At some point, I guess you either ground them or you just give in and go here. Oh, my God.
So yes, much easier.
Just please stop bugging me about the vinyl version. We don't even have a record player.
Yeah.
But all right, here.
The vinyl thing is so funny. And I have a record player and I have vinyls. And it's so silly because these are like digitally made records that we're then putting on vinyl. And then if I'm playing it on my record player and I want to project it in the house, it then becomes digital again. So it's just like such a funny gimmick that I'm totally buying into because it's fun.
Well, you just called her... What did you say?
A capitalist queen.
And that was why, what triggered that thought in my head was you don't seem to hold it against her, and I guess no one does.
No, I don't.
Good for her.
Yeah. Breakup news. You guys reported this last week. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry, we all, you know, it was chatted
it's
about,
over.
And it is officially over. And he posted on his Instagram story yesterday a quote from Buddha as he tries to move on. Each day is a new beginning. What we do today is what matters most. And then he posted his own words, daily encouragement. The important thing is to take that first step. Bravely overcoming one small fear gives you the courage to take on the next. And I guess his first step was onto the water taxi in Venice on the way to the Bezos wedding.
Yeah, and it's Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Is that confirmed yet?
No, it's not.
Because I saw all the stuff was about Kim Kardashian at first. So is it anyone he looks at is going to be linked to him?
They weren't even looking at each other in the picture I saw. They were literally walking 5 feet away from each other.
They were on the brink of touching.
Of doing it.
Like, I'm all here for, you know, who's dating who, but I don't think there's
you don't
anything
see it.
There yet.
All right.
Sydney Sweeney is a hot commodity. Other breakup news.
So, by the way. Just to mention, and it sounds like you follow this stuff. She was engaged to be married this year.
Yeah.
Like she just broke that off herself.
They bought a house together. They were renovating it, everything.
But I can see if you're a star and then you're rising.
Yeah.
I can see where you would say to yourself, I got to ride this thing out. I can't go and be domesticated while this fire's burning on 100%. This side of my career.
Even if that was the sole reason that she broke it off with her fiance, I don't blame her one bit. It's better for her career to be single at this moment so that even when she wasn't single, she and Glenn Powell, everyone was saying they were hooking up and she's wearing an engagement ring on her finger. But yeah, it's better for her career to be out and about.
Roll with the opportunities.
Yeah. And if she's putting her career first, I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. She's only 27. Like, yeah. You know, you got plenty of time there, kid. Yeah. Take it easy.
Yeah. And it's better that they break it off now before there's
resentment. They're married, for sure.
Yeah. But in other breakup news, just real quick, Post Malone and his girlfriend, Christy...
Christy James?
Christy Lee, stylist. They have broken up. This isn't the mother of his child. This is his girlfriend after...
Who's he again?
Post Malone?
Post Malone.
Yes.
No, that's... I just needed the name.
Yeah, yeah. Post Malone, famous rapper turned country
pop
artist.
Pop star, country artist, yes. all around artist. Big time musician. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. He cannot be stopped. So he is going through a breakup. We're sending him our best. Vin, what's coming up?
How people end romantic relationships and more after these. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show with good vibes and variety. We are here live. Sarah's out. She's on vacation. So we're doing the show live for you. And we've got news to do. This Alice Report is brought to you by, Fremont Bank.
I love fudge.
Not fudge.
Oh,
by Fremont Bank. It's rocking in Livermore this summer. Tuesday Tunes are happening now through August 16th at Bankhead Plaza with showtime starting at 6:45 p.m. each Tuesday. Fremont Bank is helping make the musical magic happen as a sponsor for the free concerts. Go to lcac.org and fremontbank.com today. Okay, here's what's happening. Morning clouds still overhead here in San Francisco. But should see plenty of sunshine all afternoon, all over the Bay Area with the lows in the high 80s. There's that.
Nice.
My friend who was in town last night, when he was on his way to our apartment, he was like, oh, I had to stop at a store and buy a sweater. I thought it was going to be warm here.
Typical mistake.
Classic. July in San Francisco.
Yeah, psych. I go to California this summer. Psych. No, it's winter here.
Yeah. That is the upcoming Outside Lands is the place where you see all of that in motion with all of the young ladies. And I have a daughter who's now doing this, by the way. Her look cannot be messed up with a sweatshirt that doesn't match. So she's either going as is or that thing's got to fit into the mix. I see it and I think she has said to me multiple times, I'm not that cold anyway. Meanwhile, it's freezing out, and you're just like, okay.
You got a teen.
It's the look. It's very important. Anyway, I'm going to begin with this story about breakups. They were in the news in the trash, and so I thought, all right, here they are. A study found there are three main breakup strategies we use. The most popular is some variation of, it's not you, it's me.
Yes, done that many times.
Now, when you say that, you don't say that exactly. What you're trying to say is...
Trying to say, it's an excuse. It's a lie. I've just got so many things going on in my life. And, it's not you. You're great, but it's just not a right time for me.
The most popular approach is soften the blow, which that's what they're calling that. Used by like 86% of people surveyed. The method, this method combined acts like explaining the reason for the breakup, accepting some or all of the blame, and trying to convince the partner that separating would be best for both of us. The second approach is, let's take a break.
Yeah, that's always, a break means break it up.
It's a temporary separation, allowing both parties to assess their feelings and decide if this relationship is worth going forward. And then the last one is full-on ghosting,
yes.
Avoiding confrontation and just jumping out. Whether that's you actually say you're getting disappearing, like I'm just not, disappears or becomes distant. That's what I was looking for. The other way is you just start going left. You just start pulling away until it's obvious you're no longer together.
I've definitely ghosted and been ghost. Have you? Back in your dating days?
You know, I haven't been. I definitely think the one of the best things that I had experienced with a partner, this lady was like, we are a good fit. And I thought that word, the way she worded it, was very interesting. Like, she was saying, we click in all the right places. We're a good fit. For me at that time, it was too soon. She had a kid and was looking for a partner. And I was not there at that point. And so while I kind of later moved on with that, wow, good fit is an interesting way to word that. Like, that's the way you word it.
Yeah.
You know, you want someone who's a good fit, like in all the different ways. But we broke up because I couldn't be that partner for her at that point.
I would date a woman with children, certainly now. But when I was in my 20s, the same thing would happen where they got a little attached. And I'm like, and I like the kid a lot, but yeah, I can't do this.
Yeah. Well, becoming a stepdad is a thing that you have to be good with. You can't be, I want her, but I don't want that kid. Yeah. That's not a way to be in someone's life.
No, and I've had my dad is my stepdad, and yeah, he became my father immediately. Not immediately, you know, it took a year or two, but yeah, that's it. He's my father.
Yeah, I wasn't someone who was looking for that at all. And I have kids now, and I'm in a much better place for that. It's all consuming. So it really is something that that's the thing. Most people, they don't know what they're getting themselves into until it's on, but it is all consuming. So yeah. You really got to be in love with that person or I wouldn't even meet the kids, you know?
No, I was, I had a rule about not meeting kids too soon.
And yeah, me too.
And this particular lady, she introduced, like just kind of forced it on me. Like I came over and there's the kid and I fell in love with the kid. I loved the kid. I didn't care for her so much. So I was
just, what she was doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are your breakup categories. The it's me, not you. Followed by let's just take a break and reassess ourselves. And then the third most popular is just all out ghosting someone.
There's no good way to break up with somebody.
Have you been ghosted?
No.
I haven't either.
Am I the only loser on the show?
I don't think that that's a loser thing. I think that that's someone who cannot deal with confrontation and cannot deal. Like I always think to myself, if you've had a couple good dates, that person deserves a little respect. Not a lot, but a little.
Ask ChatGPT to write you a little breakup text or a little paragraph and read it to them.
Lululemon is suing Costco for selling unauthorized versions of its $128 pants. The Kirkland version.
Oh, Kirkland.
Is killing them, they say. They've got a very good reputation in the athleisure business. Reputation and goodwill and sweat equity is being cashed in on by Kirkland. What is it called? Kirkland?
Just Kirkland brand.
I can't think of the full name of it, but either way, it's Kirkland Signature.
Oh,
is what I was going for. Anyway, they've got a version of their yoga pants and they're selling considerably cheaper. And so Lululemon is suing them. And I will tell you, my wife will buy that type of stuff because she's a person who works out and doesn't have a problem with something. You're getting sweaty in something. Who cares? I usually buy her the good stuff and we'll go to Lululemon or any one of the other brands because I wouldn't even want to be seen giving her the knockoff. Like I think she probably wouldn't, but I would feel like she would go, you bought me the knockoff?
Yeah, I have like five or six pairs of Lululemon leggings that I wear to yoga and they're just in rotation, wear them in the laundry, back in the drawer, back at yoga. I'm not super into buying dupes if I don't have to, because I feel like it does usually, like it's usually, you know, ripping off another person's work or brand's work. But Costco usually has an agreement with whoever they're ripping off. They also sell the original.
Huh.
Or they make like a rip-off version with the original brand's name on it.
Yeah, this is, they're using the term dupes, by the way. So you clearly know your stuff, but they're saying here the Kirkland branded dupes are in fact manufactured by an authentic supplier, but it's not Lululemon, and it's certainly cashing in on their brand awareness. They say here one of the sweatshirts that are being sold at Costco is selling for $8. And that sweatshirt would normally sell for $118.
Interesting. So it sounds like they're going to the Lululemon supplier and buying the stuff and selling it for...
Are they still as trendy as they were? It seemed for a while you couldn't walk down the street without somebody wearing those out.
There is much, much, much more competition now. There is Athleta and...
Oh, Lucy is a brand. That we were even repping that brand here for a little while. Lucy and... yeah, there's a ton. And Viori. Is that how you say it, Viori? Yeah. There's a lot of competition among the athleisure.
Yeah. And now I'm even seeing like organic options because there's this thing coming about how all of our clothes are made of plastic, especially our workout clothes that we're sweating in. Mm-hmm. So now I'm even seeing like all cotton brands. I don't know how comfortable those would be, but I hope Lululemon goes down that path. But yeah, no, there's leggings everywhere.
I've noticed this in surfwear too, that whole reusing plastic and somehow weaving it into the material your clothes are made out of. There's a different, they don't breathe. So for example, I can't wear surf trunks all day because you will be a swampy mess. Those clothes don't breathe. If you're in and out of the water, you're fine. But if you just put those on to go, you know, out into the day, they don't breathe and you will sweat and you will smell. And that is not attractive at all. So I can see where that, I don't like that plastic. Find another way to recycle plastic besides putting it in our clothing.
And I wasn't even talking about recycled plastic, just like polyester and spandex.
Oh,
made from plastic. But at least, like, I mean, upcycling is great, but yeah, that's a great point. I don't know if it belongs in our clothes.
I'm going to do a couple quick fast facts for you here. We'll do a few texts, and then we'll be out for the day, and I feel like today went pretty well.
We all love fast facts.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling amazing.
You did great.
So did you.
The first build-it-yourself furniture item IKEA created was a leaf-shaped side table called Love It in 1956.
Oh,
they've been around a minute.
Wow. That's a pretty normal name for them. Usually it's like Schwindskarster, Luftgedauter.
Disney World and Disneyland employees who dress up as characters and walk around the parks have to go through special training to learn how to do their characters correct autograph.
Oh, you worked at Disney. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I did. It's an interesting thing to see them when they take their they go backstage, they can take their head off. They can't do that out front, but you see it and you just go.
Smoking a grit.
Exactly what that was at that time.
Mickey.
Exactly.
Oh.
What's a grit?
What? It's old people speak for cigarettes.
Oh, is it just, I didn't know if it was specific mixture of things or a brand. It's no, just a
slang for a ciggy.
Oh, I'm going to use that this weekend.
Do you ever smoke?
No.
You do smoke.
No, I really don't like nicotine. But I mean, if everybody's doing it.
So you are someone who, when you drink, you'll have one.
No.
No, you don't.
All of my friends do.
Smoke.
Yes.
And not.
Both.
They vape and smoke regular traditional cigarettes.
Cigarettes are cool again. Especially, I have a lot of friends who are not American. Here in San Francisco, it's a beautiful melting pot, and so the foreigners, the immigrants, they smoke more.
Is that right?
Yeah, especially my friend from France.
Yeah, Europeans do smoke a lot more.
Just read an article. I didn't do it this morning because I just haven't gotten to everything, but I just read an article where in France they're just about to ban public smoking. Like, finally getting to that program when, and they said that cigarettes are such a part of the culture in France, and have been part of cinema and part of daily life for so long that it's been a hard thing for them to sort of curb. But you're not going to be able to smoke at the beach in France anymore or in public places. I don't know if they'll be able to uphold that, but...
Yeah, I wonder if it's people want it or if it's because their insurance costs are through the roof.
Mm.
I know that I certainly, as a person who smoked, appreciate it not being everywhere now. Even though I think of smoking and I joke about smoking and I miss smoking sometimes. It's disgusting. You're breathing smoke.
I had a dream about smoking like two nights ago.
Anyway.
Yeah. It never goes away.
Our text number 800-400-3697. Ghosting, says 707. I got everyone beat. Ghosted after 7 years of living together. What a loser.
Oh.
Oh, so they're saying that they got ghosted after 7 years. See, that to me, that is so disrespectful. Oof. I don't know what.
7 years.
No, they deserve jail time for that.
Into the volcano.
Like, what the heck? Are you kidding me?
That is really, really bad. Anyway. So listen, we're wrapping up. We're out of here for the day. I hope that you will stay with Alice all after. We have, let me get to the right name of this contest. It is the four tickets for the fourth happening every hour on the fives up to 6:05 with Jane. So stay tuned. Try and win yourself some concert tickets and enjoy the good vibes and variety on Alice at 97.3.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.